Hello, and welcome to the Natural Rhythms Podcast, a culture of well-being. My name is Dr. Anup Mulakaluri, and on today's episode, I would like to discuss the healing power of nature. This idea of healing is based on the concept of the vis, the vital force, that is said to guide and regulate various systems of the body. It is described as a natural intelligence that helps the body to maintain balanced function, heal and renew unhealthy tissues, and restore health. This idea in modern medicine dates as far back as the father of modern allopathic medicine, Hippocrates, who described it in the Greek tradition of medicine. But even older than that, in Ayurvedic medicine, the vital force is called prana. In Chinese medicine, it is called the qi. In Polynesian cultures and among the healers of the Polynesian nations, it is called mana. Native Americans call it Great Spirit, the kashala. All of these old traditions recognized it as an organizing force or an intelligence that accounted for the resilience of an individual person. This resilience is described as the ability to resist disease and the ability to return to health when fallen ill or injured. In our discussion today, I would like to share a perspective of how we can observe this intelligence. Also, how this intelligence observes us, learns from the circumstances of our lives, habits, and preferences, and how it adapts to help us live in health and free from disease. Ultimately, how can we support this intelligence to help us cultivate optimal health and resilience? The reason to be able to observe this vital force is twofold. One, in our day-to-day lives, we must understand our capacity and our limitation and care for our vital force based on how we spend it and how we go about our lives. In terms of medicine, the vital force guides which interventions are needed in order to make sure the vital force flows freely, as well as what the vital force of an individual is able to handle in terms of medicine. We can prevent the overprescription and overwhelming of our vital force and make the healing process more efficient. We can observe the resilience of nature all around us, especially in the trees that thrive in the hostile environments of cities, birds and animals that live vital and active lives in our cities and in nature. The ability of ecosystems to recover from disasters like fires, floods, and storms. This resilience is a result of a design developed through millions of years of evolution and natural selection. Humans are a part and product of nature. We have evolved through the same process of natural selection to develop traits and physical ecosystems that impart a similar resilience to our body. The immune system is a powerful and observable example of this vital force and its intelligence. Take, for example, when we are in the womb, our immune system is ignorant to the challenges of the world outside. It doesn't have any antibodies to any specific germs. It has no way to really recognize itself from someone else. However, through the experience of birth, breastfeeding, close physical contact with our family, and more, it starts to gather information about what is in the baby's environment. Our parents' skin hair, saliva, bacteria on their skin. Mother's birth canal provides our immune system exposure to something other than itself. The immune system recognizes these ambient and harmless parts of the environment. And because the immune system recognizes these factors in our environment as harmless and ambient, it does not mount a defensive response. The more we are exposed to similar ambient and harmless items in our environment, like grass, soil, and trees, the better our immune system gets educated for differentiating between these from harmful items in our environment, like bacteria and viruses that toxify the body, damage and injure its systems, and might even threaten our lives. This education helps to reduce the likelihood of allergies to otherwise harmless environmental and biological factors. When we're exposed to pathogenic bacteria, viruses, fungal elements, protozoans in our body that damage its environment, that toxify the blood or any tissue, the immune system starts to produce antibodies to alert the immune cells. This alert then causes the immune cells to create a defensive response. The immune system also keeps a catalog of antibodies and memory cells. These antibodies remember and identify these harmful agents for future reference. This system of recognizing pathogen and memorizing their identity serves as the body's basic resilience to harmful biological agents. So if you get exposed to the same thing next time, the body is able to mount a quicker and more efficient, stronger response and overcome disease faster. One of the challenges that the body faces every year is that viruses that cause flu evolve over time, and the body has to renew its response each time. However, if a virus doesn't evolve, the body continues to maintain resilience to that virus or bacteria. A challenge is when our immune system gets run down, fatigued due to chronic inflammation or other hormonal stresses on the body, it makes it less capable of mounting this kind of intelligent response. A dysregulated immune system then ends up causing a feeble response, and we end up getting chronic viral and bacterial infections. Similarly, allergies and sensitivities can make the immune system distracted and feeble in its response, and therefore cause overlaying infections and diseases that might be otherwise controlled by the body easily. Such sensitivities also make us more susceptible to autoimmune conditions. So, in terms of a public health concern, we must start building and educating our immune system from the very first day we are born. Children should be allowed to have natural births as much as possible. They should be allowed to be close and be held by the parents and relatives. They should be allowed to play on the ground, and they should be allowed to meet their local trees and grasses and harmless bugs and variety of things as they continue to develop at an appropriate age to be able to handle such exposures. This helps the immune system to educate itself, and this natural intelligence to start to differentiate harmless things from harmful things and become more precise and more efficient at mounting responses when it is faced with a challenge. Now, let's go a layer deeper. While the immune system is the very visible aspect of the vital force, we can go to a little bit more subtle aspect of the vital force, that is the regulatory function in our body. We don't even think about the day-night cycle and our hormonal cycles on our day-to-day basis. However, these cycles are the ones that make sure our body continues to function day after day and serve us in our day-to-day function to do the work we need to do, to express ourselves freely and live more fully. So our resilience really depends on these regulatory functions. So let's talk about the resilience that is cultivated through regulation. We have evolved with the earth to survive and thrive with the rhythms and flows of the earth. The central rhythms that regulate our body are the sleep-wake cycle. These are closely aligned with the night and day cycle of the earth. This cyclical rhythm is called the circadian rhythm of the body. With the expression of cortisol in the morning, it awakens the body, the digestive system, and the metabolic activity. With the expression of melatonin at night, it shifts gears towards body rest, repair, cleansing, and rejuvenation. The body is able to do these functions not only on the minute cellular levels, but all the way to our brain and mental function level. So the regulation of our circadian rhythm becomes an essential part of our daily renewal and rejuvenation and contributes to our daily experience of energy, focus, and productivity. In other words, it helps us to live our life fully and free from disease. The function of the system is extremely sensitive to our lifestyle and daily routines. The system watches our every move and every activity. In response to observations, it adapts the circadian activity and adjusts the flow of biochemical reactions and energy metabolism to suit our needs. In other words, our body is regulated by the circadian rhythm to optimally support our freedom of movement and expression. Let's take an example of someone working a night shift. When someone takes on a night shift, they have to significantly alter their daily rhythm in order to make sure that they're eating food in the evening and through the night. They're winding down their activity in the early morning and going to sleep during the day. If you are such a person or you know someone like this, they will tell you that after a few days of adjustment, they're able to sustain this routine with little to no problem. This is because the body within a few days can significantly shift the circadian rhythm in response to the individual's needs. However, this is not what the body's evolved for. So, over time, the vital force starts to exhaust itself and the resilience starts to drop. And therefore, health becomes compromised. Studies show that people who work in the night shift have more issues with chronic pain, heart disease, and chronic inflammatory issues. These issues are independent from the chronic sleep problems that these people experience due to being on a night shift. For individuals who have a regular day-night cycle, or individuals who have to go against this regular day-night cycle, there are a few key practices that can give the body healthy feedback and help to optimize the circadian rhythm. We can give an optimizing feedback to our body by having, for example, a consistent time of sleeping. A consistent time of sleeping helps the body to anticipate resting time and therefore optimally concentrate melatonin. This not only makes it easy to fall asleep, but it improves the quality of sleep. It promotes optimal repair, cleansing, and rejuvenation of tissues, which are the cascading effects of a healthy level of melatonin and a good night's sleep. Thus, renewing us and optimizing our health to function for the next day. The next example is consistent time of eating. A consistent time of eating allows the body to anticipate food intake. In this anticipation, the body starts to concentrate digestive enzymes and activating the digestive immune system. In concentrating the digestive enzymes, the body becomes efficient and optimal at digesting what foods we eat. In activating the digestive immune system, the body becomes efficient at making sure to recognize the non-harming food items from the harmful food items, like pathogens. It is able to separate these and destroy the pathogen while protecting us and helping our digestive system stay disease-free. The last example is regular movement and exercise. We have evolved for movement and activity. If our work involves sitting a lot, this has a negative effect on our muscle tone and function. It affects our balance in a negative way. It also reduces our energy metabolism. On the other hand, short bouts of movement every hour or so, as well as regular exercise done 30 to 60 minutes at a moderate to high intensity, 3 to 5 days per week, gives the body feedback to develop a healthy muscle tone, bone strength, balance, and agility to support our lives. You all must be thinking, this is super simple. However, in our modern lives, these are the things that gets compromised first. These practices actually is meant to be simple because this is the basic baseline of health. Doing consistent activity or consistent timing of eating, sleeping, helps the body to maintain and optimize the regulatory functions that govern our rejuvenation and govern our energy. And these, in the long term, help our body remain youthful and function to its optimal capacity, helping to maintain our freedom of movement and expression. So, the vital force must be understood as not only some esoteric thing, but rather an innate intelligence of the body that is sensitive and responsive to us, our environment, our emotional states, and our states of consciousness. In this podcast, I've focused on the more of the physical aspects of this vital force. It also helps to maintain our mental and emotional well-being, as well as help to maintain our personal growth and spiritual development. Though it may seem simple and superficial to think of this intelligence, this vital force pertaining to our physical well-being. We all must understand that we cannot function well when we are in pain, when we don't have the energy, when we haven't slept properly, or we are not able to process and digest our food or move our body the way we want to. And so these physical interventions, though simple and superficial, are the ways in which body works to maintain and support our health. The immune system, the digestive system, the hormonal system, the nervous system, and all of the organs of the body have an innate capacity to sense and understand and to adapt to protect our body and preserve our health. This ability has not been imitated or recreated in any other human interventions. And therefore, Ayurveda maintains that daily routine is a foundation of health and well-being. All medicines, natural and allopathic, rely on the innate intelligence and the resilience of the body to save lives. The best medicine is our ability to respect, understand, and cooperate with this natural intelligence. And the best form of healthcare is to blend with the rhythms and flows of nature and cultivate a life of balance. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, feedback, please feel free to write to us or leave comments. Thank you so much. Namaste.